Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Never go to the second location. Always trust your gut.
Hello, my name is Chrissy Champagne, and you are listening to Residue, a true crime podcast dedicated to keeping you paranoid. Residue is not just another true crime podcast, but a necessary tool for those who want to understand the dangers lurking in the real world. You are listening to episode 62, The Disappearance of April Gregory. As always, listener discretion is advised. In a world where disappearances of certain individuals often dominate headlines, the cases of some missing women of color are frequently overlooked, their stories fading into the background. This is the harsh reality faced by countless women whose disappearances fail to spark the widespread media attention given to others. One such story is that of April Gregory, a young woman whose sudden vanishing sent shockwaves through her community but barely made a ripple in national news. Despite her family's desperate search for answers, the lack of media coverage and public outcry highlights a disturbing pattern of inequality in how missing persons cases are treated, especially when the victim is a person of color. This true story not only brings to light the pain and frustration of a family searching for justice, but it also serves as a stark reminder of the systematic issues that influence which lives are valued and remembered in the media. In fact, in 1996, when April Gregory went missing from Syracuse University, another 19-year-old female student from California Polytechnic State University also went missing, and that student was Kristen Smart. Kristen disappeared on May 25th, 1996 after attending a party. It was later determined that she was murdered by fellow student Paul Flores. Her case remained unsolved for years, becoming one of the most high-profile missing person cases in California. Kristen's disappearance spurred widespread attention, leading to significant changes in campus safety protocols. In 2002, she was declared legally dead, though her body has never been found. Her case ultimately led to the creation of the Kristen Smart Campus Security Act, a law requiring all public colleges and universities in California to establish agreements with local police for reporting incidents of violence or missing students. Kristen Smart's tragic death continues to have a lasting impact on campus security policies and serves as a somber reminder of the importance of protecting students from harm. At the same time, just a couple hours before Kristen Smart went missing, April Gregory went missing between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. on May 24, 1996. At nearly the same time that Kristen Smart was vanishing, another college student, April Gregory, disappeared under eerily similar circumstances. April Gregory, a 19-year-old student at Syracuse University, was last seen on May 24, 1996. April's disappearance became one of the most haunting stories to unfold in Syracuse, New York, during the spring of 1996. On a cool night, April, a promising young woman from a close-knit family, vanished without a trace. She was last seen by her brother Lamar around 11 p.m. when he dropped her off at her dormitory at Syracuse University. She had just finished unpacking the two suitcases of clothes she would need for her summer session, but by 5 a.m. the next morning, when she was supposed to start her shift at a nearby McDonald's, April was gone. Born September 30th, 1977, April was a quiet, studious young woman who had always been focused on her future. Described by her father as someone who knew what she wanted to do, April had dreams of becoming a psychologist and working with children. She had worked hard to get into Syracuse University through grants and loans, and was even taking summer classes to accelerate her academic journey. Despite her introverted nature, April's family knew she was determined and had a deep sense of responsibility, as evidenced by her decision to work at McDonald's from the age of 16 in order to save money to buy her mother a new washing machine. April's disappearance in May 1996 was a tragedy that shook her family and the Syracuse community, but it was also a case that, despite its gravity, failed to capture the widespread media attention that some missing persons cases receive, as we said earlier. While certain high-profile disappearances quickly become a part of the national conversation, April's story did not garner that same level of visibility. There was no dedicated volunteer center, no continuous media blitz, and her face never became as recognizable as others in similar situations. In the days following her disappearance, a sense of urgency gripped the Gregory family, but the lack of media attention was striking. 2 months after April vanished, Syracuse University put forward a $20,000 reward for information, but it had little effect. The County Urban League took action, posting flyers around town in hopes of generating leads, but over time, those posters were ravaged by the elements, fading into obscurity. Despite the family's efforts and the local support, April's disappearance didn't become the focal point of the community's attention in the way other missing persons cases might. Her father, Herman Gregory, expressed his frustration with the lack of progress and support in a poignant statement. He said, "Somebody snatched my baby. That's all that happened." His grief and his helplessness as a father were palpable as his daughter's case slipped from the headlines. Mr. Gregory spoke to the New York Times in March 1997. He said, "April was ambitious. She knew what she wanted to do. She wanted to go into psychology and work with children." April's father told the New York Times that April was taking summer classes before her sophomore year so that she could move things along. She was in a hurry and she wanted to start her future. In the fall of 1997, the family had hoped that the airing of April's story on the national television show, Unsolved Mysteries, would bring renewed attention and potentially answers. The episode broadcast on September 20th, just 10 days before what would have been April's 19th birthday. April's segment was intertwined with a segment about Kristen Smart. Both segments together couldn't have been more than 10 minutes. Maybe I saw part of the episode, maybe I'm not able to get the full episode at this time, but what I watched, what I could find, they talked more about Kristen Smart than they talked about April. It was sort of just a blurb of a segment. Like other efforts before it, the Unsolved Mysteries episode yielded no new leads or no new information. The lack of significant media coverage and the failure of high-profile outlets to generate concrete results in April's case were just another reminder of how certain stories can be overlooked, leaving families to face heartbreak without the broader public support. But what began as a missing persons case took a devastating turn. In the following months, authorities uncovered that April's fate was far more tragic than anyone could have anticipated. April's case transitioned from a search for a missing college student to a homicide investigation that shocked the community and brought an outpouring of sympathy and support for the grieving Gregory family. During the search for April Gregory, investigators and April's family found out something that they did not know. April was dating her 30-year-old neighbor, Terrence Evans. April and Terrence had been seeing each other, and Terrence would often walk April back and forth to her classes at Syracuse University. According to a CNYCentral.com news article from November 2015, former Syracuse Police Detective Nick Vassanelli says that Terrence Evans was very defensive in interviews. He was always looking away and trying to avoid eye contact. He was the last person that April had seen, and Terrence Evans had become the main focus of this investigation back in 1997. Detective Vassanelli tells CNY Central that the police used to watch Terrence Evans' house because they felt that wherever she was, he was going to go visit her. And in retrospect, that's why Terrence Evans never left his house, because April Gregory was inside of Terrence Evans' home. After five interviews with detectives, Terrence Evans finally broke down, admitting to detectives that he did, in fact, kill April Gregory. Terrence Evans went into a detailed description in a videotaped confession with the Syracuse police. Terrence told police that he hit April, and when he hit April, she hit her head on a speaker in his bedroom. Terrence said that April was unconscious and bleeding, but he did nothing to help her. Instead of calling for help or getting treatment for April, Terrence went to the store and purchased a couple of beers. According to Terrence, when he got back from the store, April was dead. His parents came home, so he placed April in his bed, and he wound up staying with her in that bed for four nights because his parents never left the house. Terrence told investigators that he buried April in his backyard, but he dug her up because detectives kept wanting to talk to him. Terrence got nervous that detectives were going to show up all the time, so he had to exhume her body from the backyard and bring it to a place where detectives would never find it. Terrence Evans cut up April Gregory's body. He pulled out all of her teeth because he knew that detectives would just use dental records. In his videotaped confession, Terrence describes separating April's head from her body. Terrence told detectives that he put April's head in a plastic bag and then put that plastic bag inside his closet because he needed something of hers to be close to him. Detectives would soon learn that other parts of April's body were stored in the Evans family attic, and some of her teeth were stored under the floorboards in the basement. Terrence Evans was charged with second-degree murder and sentenced to 25 years to life. He still claims that it was a heated argument that got out of control on Friday night, May 24th, 1996. It's so scary to think about this killer living next door, just hiding in plain sight. Terrence Evans just went about his normal days pretending to be just another face in the community, just a neighbor next door that blended in. The chilling truth is that April Gregory's family was just oblivious to the danger that lived mere steps away. Completely unaware that the person that lived right next door was far more terrifying than they could ever imagine. April Gregory was a bright and dedicated college student with her eyes set firmly on the future she was determined to build. Each day, she poured herself into her studies, balancing her coursework with part-time jobs to support herself and her family. Family and friends admired her work ethic, her dedication, but in an instant, everything changed. April's life was tragically cut short by a man whose darkness remained hidden from his entire neighborhood. He struck without warning, taking away not just a bright student, but a future filled with potential and promise. April's family, friends, and community were left devastated, grappling with the cruel reality that a young woman with so much to offer was taken too soon, leaving an irreplaceable void that could never be filled. April's death serves as a tragic reminder of the fragility of life and the unspeakable loss felt when a vibrant soul is taken before her time. I want to leave you with some words from former Syracuse Police Department Detective Nick Vasinelli.
"We worked this case as hard, if not harder, than any other case we worked on. We touched every single facet of April's life."
Detective Vasinelli says that there is a takeaway from April's case.
"Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to people you know. They may be the people that are most dangerous to you because they know how you act."
Sometimes the most dangerous people are the ones that we least expect. And sometimes the most dangerous people are the ones that are closest to us. Thank you so much for joining me this week for Residue. You know that I do appreciate you all so very much. Residue is hosted, created, written, produced, edited by me, Chrissy Champagne. Please hit that little follow button at the top of your screen so that you know to come back here next week and join us again for another episode of Residue every Tuesday, same place, same time. If you are feeling extra kind today and you wanted to help out Residue, all you have to do is leave a 5-star review. That is the best way to help out the podcast. Also, follow and share any social media posts. I am on Instagram at Residue Podcast. I am on Facebook at Residue, a true crime podcast. And I am on TikTok at Residue Podcast. I love hanging out with you guys, and I hope to see you again next week. And in the meantime, you know what to do. Stay safe and stay paranoid. Stay paranoid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.